Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's an election play to make it sound like Republicans are focused on giving money back to people, but that's not what this does. It's a giveaway to the wealthy and special interests, and it's a distraction from all the issues that are really affecting Missourians right now.
That's Missouri State Representative Peter Meredith voicing his concern about the special session, which continues tomorrow in Jefferson City. Missouri Governor Parson called for the session to address a statewide permanent tax cut and tax credits for agriculture. Joining us now with an update is Majority Floor Leader Senator Caleb Rowden. Thank you for joining us on KMOX, Senator.
You bet. Good to be here.
Can you first react to what Meredith had to say there, calling a special session tax cuts an election ploy and a giveaway to the wealthy?
Well, I mean, he's wrong. I think the general tone and policy positions of the Democratic Party are not in step with a vast majority of Missourians, which is why they are in a historically small minority, which is why when we win the auditor's race in November, we will hold every statewide office. I think the notion that anybody that thumbs their nose at giving money, people's money, back to them, whether it be $10 or $100 or $1,000, I think anytime you can give taxpayers money back to them in a responsible way is something that we should do. And so that's what we're doing. That's why the Senate passed about $1 billion tax cut last year. Last week, will mean hundreds of dollars for, the average Missourian and the average Missouri family. I think that's a good thing.
Senator, it's Tom Ackerman. I have to get right to this because it's been on my mind since I knew you were coming on the show. You were quoted in an Ozark First article as saying, "We looked dumb when the legislature didn't pass sports betting, especially after it went live in Kansas." It's also been live, as we know, in Missouri for a long time. Is there enough push to bring it up in January?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I said that statement a little bit off the cuff. It got a little bit of attention, but it's true. I mean, especially Kansas and me being a Columbia guy, I hate to say Kansas with white hot fire. So anytime anytime Kansas is doing something better than us, specifically something that I have some control over, it's not good, So I think there's always been this weird dynamic with the video lottery machines and kind of different lobbying interests kind of trying to hitch their wagon to the idea of everybody wanting sports betting to get done. Hopefully we can just kind of find a way to put those things aside and those special interests won't be quite as loud this year, and hopefully we can get it done and join a bunch of our neighboring states.
I was going to ask you, what ultimately is blocking this? I think you just answered it with some of the lottery machines.
It's just these VLTs. There's a bunch of them actually that are out and about in gas stations all around the state right now. There's some uncertainty as to whether they're legal or not, but there's been a push to legalize these machines. I think the folks who are advocating for that, both lobbyists and some folks specifically in the Senate, have thought, well, if there's enough people who want to get the sports betting done, we can, just kind of get VLTs done on the back end on top of it, kind of piggyback with it. Well, there's a bunch of people who don't like the VLTs, and so there's been this kind of turf war between casinos and VLT folks and, folks with those types of interests in the Senate and the House. So it's been frustrating. We do look dumb because the reason why we're not passing this is something that most people just don't really care about. So hopefully we can get it fixed.
It seems like we've really seen a shift in attitude. I remember a time 30 years ago, dating myself, and that's okay, Senator, that we looked at gambling. We were debating whether it was gambling or gaming, and that betting and gambling were issues of morality or lack thereof. We've certainly shifted, haven't we?
Well, yeah, and the Supreme Court case pretty much decided, how states were going to move forward a few years ago, and so you saw immediately once the Supreme Court ruled that betting can be outside of the places that it had been traditionally, that, you know, it just really did open up a tremendous opportunity for states to say, hey, look, we want to take advantage of what's going on here. And so a bunch of states have done it, and clearly we're behind. But you're right, the view has shifted, and there's really not much of a reason or any reason that I can think of not to go ahead and legalize it.
Is there urgency on the governor's part, and are people asking him to add it to the special session?
Yeah, I know people have asked him. You know, I haven't sensed that there's a sense of urgency from his perspective. I certainly don't think he's against it. I think if we put a bill on his desk that legalizes it in some form or fashion next year, he'll sign it. But yeah, I mean, you know, the special session, and I understand, you know, the desire of the governor to keep specials as narrow as possible, just because he gets a lot of pressure to do a lot of things during special sessions, and so hopefully we can get the thing done that we're supposed to get done here, and then come back in January with one less thing on our plate, and get a few of these big things done.
So Missouri has a surplus, and there are those who feel like maybe we should focus on other issues than a tax cut for Missourians, or we can focus on more than one thing, like rural health care. We have counties in the state of Missouri that don't have a hospital now. I think at least two, maybe more, have closed, or children in need who can't afford school lunches. What's your thought about not just focusing on the tax cut, but other real needs that Missourians have in the minds of some?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, it's a pretty big question. There's a couple of answers there. I think one, you know, our budget has grown. When I came to the legislature, when I got in the House in 2012, our total budget was about $22 billion. With general revenue and with federal funds, we've effectively doubled that, and more. Actually, we have doubled that. We're at about $48-49 billion this past year. The budget is growing faster than it's really ever grown historically, as long as anybody can remember, honestly, percentage-wise. Some of that is federal money, but some of that is just, there's more money coming into the coffers. We have a balanced budget, which is good for us. So there is money there. I always say, you know, it's not really a matter of the amount of money that's coming in or going out. It's how you prioritize the money that you have. And, you know, as it relates to rural health care, you were seeing a shift 15 years ago relative to, and it really does deal more with consolidation of, you know, big guys buying up little guys, and then those little guys just not really having, it's not profitable to run healthcare in rural Missouri. And so there was this shift about 10 or 15 years ago. Obamacare, I think, exacerbated a little bit. And so you were always seeing a lot of people say, well, we didn't expand Medicaid. And so that's what kept or what forced some of these rural hospitals to close. They were closing anyway. It was just a matter of when, not if. And so I think there has to be a much greater conversation that involves way more than just the state government, relative to a new way and new method of delivery for rural health care. I don't think it's just a matter of we're going to do the same things we've always done. We just need more money to do it, because that view of the world ain't going to work anymore. So it's a much bigger question than just let's throw a little bit more money at the problem and hope it works.
Thank you so much for joining us on KMOX. We hope to have you back to talk about anything that's happening in the state of Missouri.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.